Well, we hope so. We've been collaborating as part of the PALLAS trial, P-A-L-L-A-S. Erica Mayer at Dana-Farber is the global PI for this trial. It's an adjuvant study of ER-positive breast cancer patients who get randomized to no further treatment beyond standard endocrine treatment or endocrine treatment with 2 years of palbociclib, the CDK4/6 inhibitor. That's a global study. It's accruing very nicely around the world. We've been partnering with Michael Gnant in Vienna, who's a fantastic investigator and has really been doing the ex-US clinical trials work on this. Erica's been doing the US-based. So we hope that that proves to be in advance, and it's certainly an opportunity to look at moving these new targeted drugs forward. I think the other thing you're going to see in ER-positive breast cancer is, you know, increasing reliance. We already see a lot of this in the U.S., but increasing reliance on these genomic assays to figure out who does need chemotherapy and perhaps in the future who needs, you know, whatever duration of endocrine treatment as well.
Yeah, we're going to get into that in a second. That's awesome. You have Mike Nann involved. We work with him a few times. They're amazing how they can get people on study in Austria, and it's incredible.
The German group with their neoadjuvant trials under Günter von Minkwitz right. and Sybil Leubel has really been moving that very forcefully. And Michael, as just an investigator and a person, is just an absolute treasure. He's just fantastic to work with, very well connected to investigators all around the world. The European groups and the Milan group have consistently just done fantastic work, and we're very lucky to be able to collaborate with them.
You know, it's a different culture too. You know, even in lymphoma, one of the biggest studies in lymphoma was done in Germany, the entire study, phase three study. So it's more a part of their care, I guess.
Well, it's a few things. So interestingly, many of the European nations have relatively standardized care algorithms, far more so than the United States does. And so it is easier to find trials that align with the overarching treatments that people are already getting. Secondly, they tend to have somewhat more centralized care. And so if you treat people at the four or five biggest centers in those countries, you're getting a very large population. And they're just very talented people. The other thing is that, you know, these are, in some level, pharma-supported studies, and increasingly pharma wants to have data from all the different geographies of the world. They want some experience in Western Europe. They want it in North America. They want it in South America, Asia, South Asia, so that they can go to local authorities and say, you know, we saw the same trend in your population of Korean patients or of Brazilian patients as we saw in the global, and it helps them justify approvals in those nations.
So I got to ask you one other thing, because I actually had down here my list of things that you're involved with, this PALLAS study, because we saw that at the ESMO meeting, you all had like a trial in progress thing about it. But is this right? Oh, hormone receptor positive. I thought I said HER2 positive. Okay.
No, that's right. So it's for ER positive, HER2 negative.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I just misread it. I was like, you guys are doing an adjuvant HER2? I was like, crazy.
Interestingly, okay. You know, these drugs will probably work in HER2 positive disease.